Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood hype person for life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher. You know that feeling when you're juggling work deadlines, family obligations, and trying to squeeze in some me time. It's like running a marathon while simultaneously balancing a stack of flaming plates. We all need a game plan for staying sane, right? That's why today's episode is all about crafting a self-care plan that works for you. Think of it as your personal cheat code for navigating the chaos and coming out on top, feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer anything. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, though. Hey, if that happens, rock on. It's about incorporating small, sustainable changes into your daily routine that make a huge difference in your overall well-being. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways to build a self-care plan that will have you thriving, not just surviving. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not one size fits all, people. For some, it's an hour-long yoga session followed by a lavender bath. For others, it's blasting their favorite music and dancing like nobody's watching in the living room, guilty. The point is, figure out what activities truly recharge your batteries and bring you joy. Maybe it's reading a good book, spending time in nature, catching up with loved ones, or even just taking a long walk to clear your head. Whatever it is, make it a priority. Next, break it down into bite-sized pieces. We're not aiming for a complete lifestyle overhaul here, folks. Instead, focus on incorporating small, manageable changes into your daily routine. Think about it like training for a marathon. You don't go from couch potato to running 26 miles overnight. Start with something achievable, like taking a 10-minute walk each day or dedicating 15 minutes to reading before bed. Once those habits become second nature, gradually increase the intensity or duration. Third, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment on your calendar. Block out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This helps ensure you actually prioritize them instead of letting them get pushed aside by other tasks, because let's face it, we all have a million things vying for our attention. Fourth, be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Self-care isn't about being perfect or doing everything flawlessly. There will be days when you miss a workout or skip your meditation session. And that's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Don't let a few slip-ups derail your entire self-care journey. Finally, listen to your body. It's constantly giving you signals about what it needs. Pay attention to those cues, fatigue, cravings, irritability, or even just that nagging feeling something isn't quite right. If you're feeling overwhelmed or drained, take a break. Rest, recharge, and come back stronger. Think about the last time you felt truly rested and energized. What were you doing? Was it spending time with loved ones, taking a relaxing bath, or simply enjoying a quiet moment to yourself? Chances are, those activities aligned with your self-care needs. Remember that feeling? Aim for it more often. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing through your morning routine, juggling coffee, emails, and a toddler demanding breakfast. Suddenly, you realize you've forgotten to pack your lunch, again. You feel that familiar surge of stress creeping in. But wait, this time, you remember your self-care plan. You take a deep breath, put on your favorite playlist, and whip up a quick, healthy lunch while simultaneously dancing around the kitchen. By taking those few minutes for yourself, you've shifted your energy from stressed to focused, ready to tackle the rest of the day with a smile and a satisfying lunch. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your physical and emotional well-being, you become a more resilient, happier, and ultimately more successful version of yourself. So go out there, create that self-care plan, and watch the magic happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-love reminder. And if you found this helpful, leave us a review. It helps others discover the power of prioritizing their well-being. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.